Hey, good morning, everyone. Here we are this morning with the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about, I'm Alan Ellis, by the way. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we welcome a guest today. Her name is Letha Grimes. And she's with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources and pretty much runs the youth fishing program here in Maryland. Good morning, Letha.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. I just want to let our listeners know if anybody has any questions and they'd like to call, they're welcome to do so at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, or 1-800-WCBM 680, 1-800-922-6680. Email us here on the air or anytime after the show at Ellis, that's my last name, E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com. And if you have any questions, we'll be more than glad to try and answer them on the air. Right, Letha?
Right.
Right. Letha is a fisheries biologist with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. And you had been our guest before, I think last year about the same time, where we were talking about youth fishing programs here in Maryland. And you, as well as others within the department, recognize the fact that you've got to catch the kids early, so to speak.
Yes. Yes, we like to get the kids out there fishing early so they continue with the sport.
Sure. Just like McDonald's, you want to get them on those Happy Meals first.
And right.
Get them. No, we do know that kids who get involved in outdoor recreation activities tend to stay with it for a long, long time because of the excitement of catching a fish, or the being in the outdoors and seeing the things that not only focusing on catching the fish, but seeing everything around them. And I did as a kid. I always enjoyed being outdoors and not just the fishing part of it, but there's so much out there. I mean, you've got turtles and birds and everything else.
Yep.
And the kids, you got to put emphasis on the whole experience. So often, people make the mistake of having the kids focus so much on fishing that they turn them off on it.
Exactly. And one of the things that I always try to tell anybody that's having a first-time rodeo or taking the kids fishing is just keep it simple, keep it fun. Let them enjoy, being outside. And if they only want to fish for a half hour, that's fine. Let them do other things as long as they're outside. You don't want to pressure them into, well, we're going to stay here for 2 hours. And,
right.
You got to make it a positive experience,
sure,
for smaller kids so they'll want to continue fishing.
Sure. And the best way to make sure the kids continue fishing is to have them catch fish. Seriously, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a little bluegill that's 4 inches long. As long as they get that excitement of having that fish, pull on the end of that line, and they can have their picture taken with their fish and either release it or whatever. A lot of people eat fish, of course, but first you want to teach them the basics. You just want to get them into the swing of things. You don't want a 5-year-old out there chucking spinner baits for bass 1,000 casts a day like these professional guys do. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just overkill. Daddy does it so I can do it too. Well, maybe you ought to be fishing for bluegills while daddy's trying to catch a bass. And maybe daddy ought to be paying attention to making sure your worm's hooked on the hook right and your bobber's the right depth so that the fish are biting. And maybe daddy ought to set the fishing rod down for a couple minutes and take care of you.
Right. And if they do catch their first fish, we have a My First Fish program.
Oh, cool. Okay.
If the parents take a picture, they can go on to our website.
Right.
Upload, the name, where it was caught, the age, and upload a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get mailed a certificate with the picture.
My First Fish.
My First Fish.
Now, do the citation agents also participate in My First Fish?
I don't think so.
No.
Last year, I think it was set up where they had to take it to a citation center because it was part of the fishing challenge. But
right.
We took that away from being part of the fishing challenge and just added. So any kid that catches a My First Fish will get the certificate.
Okay.
And will get I believe, will still get an invitation.
Okay. So basically, you're kind of tooling, or I don't know if it's reworking or improving, I guess, the youth fishing emphasis within the department.
Yeah, we are doing a lot of, we're going to, for lack of a better term, relaunch the Maryland Youth Fishing Club.
Okay.
And what the fishing club is a it's like a virtual club for youth anglers between the age of 5 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
And you sign up. We have a website. You get a little welcome packet, which includes a fishing club patch. And you get once you get your welcome packet, because these are youth and they have to opt into our email, it's up to the parents to go back and get onto our website.
Right.
To sign up for our email newsletter.
Right.
We don't automatically add you.
Right.
But, yeah, we're in the process of revamping that and kind of start using that youth fishing club as our main tool to reach out to youth.
Can you talk about numbers? I mean, you have a number of kids that were on the current program. I was going to say the old program, but the current program.
Well, the current program, we have about 850
really?
Kids that are okay. already in our youth fishing club.
Mm-hmm. But you want to see that expand exponentially.
Yeah, we'd like to see that expand, and we are trying to make it more interactive. So we are in the process of partnering with Bass Pro is going to give us some incentives. So every quarter now, any member of the youth fishing club that comes back on and tells us about their fishing experience on the youth angler's log
mm-hmm.
that's going to be set up will be automatically entered to win one of our fishing trips during the Maryland Fishing Challenge Youth Component.
Right. Cool. And then so they're automatically going to be entered in to win one of these fishing
yes.
tournaments. And having been part of that fishing challenge since its inception, I guess, you've got various groups that work with youngsters around the region. You've got the Maryland Bass Federation Nation. You've got Trout Unlimited. You've got the charter boat fishermen and other organizations. I don't want to leave anybody out. And if you'd like to mention them, you're certainly welcome to do
yes,
so.
Yes, we have the Coastal Conservation CCA.
Right.
The Maryland Saltwater Sportsmen Association, the MSSA.
Right.
I think we said Trout Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
And we partner with Baltimore City
right.
As part of the City Catch program.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think that's... And we do have some, generous donors that aren't associated with, we have Wish a Fish.
Right.
Captain Tom Hughes.
Yep.
We have Captain Monty Hawkins
right.
on
Ocean City.
On the Morning Glory is a generous donor. So we do have... our trips, range. And Phil up at Bill's Outdoor World
yep.
always donates two nice family fishing trips on Deep Creek.
Sure.
And the trips that are donated from TU are usually a nice fly fishing. It's a whole day of the youth angler winner and a mentor or parent.
Sure.
They both learn how to fly fish, and then they spend the a lunch is provided.
Sure.
And then they have an afternoon of fly fishing, usually on the gunpowder.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of trout there. That's a lot of a lot of participation from people in the fishing world. And, you've rolled some of that into the fishing challenge that we've been talking about here as far as the Citation Fish Program. We don't talk much about the youth component when we do the commercials, but we'll be soon talking about Diamond Jim. But we want to talk, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we want to talk about some of these fishing rodeos and fishing events around the state. And I know that that's early in the year, so the schedule probably hasn't been completed yet, but you can at least point us in the right direction if that's okay.
Sure.
All right, we'll do that. Since we've got Letha here on the line, let's talk first about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. We've had a number of folks here that have caught great fish. Richard Gower of Hagerstown, a 22-and-a-quarter-inch largemouth, caught in Little Seneca Lake. Doug Ruth of New Freedom, Pennsylvania, caught a 40-inch striped bass, caught near Cove Point. Austin Schreiner of Glen Burnie, a 13-inch white perch, caught in the chop tank near Greensboro. Don Duncan of Blue Ridge, Pennsylvania, for a 21-inch rainbow, caught near Devil's Backbone. Sean Tyler of Thurmont, again, a 21-inch rainbow, caught near the Devil's Backbone. And Brandon Poe of Elkton with a 25-and-a-quarter-inch rainbow trout, caught at the Fairhill Nature Center. That is a list of some of the most recent entries in the Maryland Fishing Challenge, and it is time and it is ongoing, and that's the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. These folks that I just read their names, they're all involved. And the reason they are is they caught a citation-sized fish. And, well, from now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough, like they were, to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you are in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Again, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. The question is, are you feeling lucky?
The following is a paid announcement.
Governor O'Malley wants to enact laws that burden the right of self-defense for the law-abiding citizen. These restrictions will deny rights to those least able to afford them. The governor openly admits he wants to tax a civil right and make it a profit center for Maryland. The governor proposes laws that violate American values. His laws will not target criminals. His laws will only convert the lawful into criminals. The governor's penalties against law-abiding people will cause the loss of jobs, security clearances, and could even stop you from getting a mortgage. The governor's laws will subject active-duty service members to prison time if they cannot register their firearms while serving overseas. They will subject young hunters to prison time for possessing common hunting ammunition, and you'll risk prison for not knowing to register a hunting firearm that the state previously approved you to own. Gun control helps no one. This message brought to you by Maryland citizens. Learn more at MarylandShallIssue.org.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty blazing, Pappy's corn squeezing. Ooh, white lightning.
Yeah, old no-show Jones. I'll tell you what, he liked that stuff. Good morning, Letha. And Letha, we're going to be taking some calls if our listeners would be interested in doing so. They're welcome to call us at 410-922-6680 with any questions about Maryland's youth fishing program. Folks, we've got the person right here on the line that can answer any and all questions for the most part that you might have. Right, Letha?
Right.
Exactly. All right. Let's.
I don't know the answer. I'll try and find it.
That's right. Yeah. Send us an email, too, if you like. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And we'll be more than glad to try and pose that question on the air. If you have any questions, you know, after the show, you're welcome to send me the email. And we'll forward it to Letha or the folks in the fishery service that can answer those questions. So we've got a series of fishing rodeos and events, and some of those are linked in with the Maryland Fishing Challenge, and I'm assuming that schedule is going to be online here before too long.
Well, our current rodeo schedule is online right now.
Okay.
And that can be found at on our website under the youth fishing page.
Okay. Let me go to dnr.state.maryland.us or www.dnr.maryland.gov. Okay.
Yes.
I'm on fishing. I'm on fishing. Yep. And
okay. Up in the right-hand corner, you see youth fishing.
I see youth fishing club.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Youth fishing club. And
right.
There it is. And
then on the bottom right, it says the 2013.
The youth rodeo schedule.
Yes.
Okay. And there is a sign-up sheet for the newly formed Maryland Youth Fishing Club.
Well, that's actually a little outdated.
Okay.
I mean, the sign-up sheet, we're
sure
in the process. Hopefully by the end of this month, we'll have a new flyer
out there.
And I believe what we're going to do is a whole remailing to all of our members and tell them about the exciting new things that are going on with our fishing club.
Okay.
To get them to come back to us and sign up for our email newsletter. Because currently out of the 850 members, we were at about 25% are getting our email.
Gotcha.
So
okay,
we're just trying to get that information out there. And
sure,
we want people to know that once they come back and they sign up and get on our Youth Anglers log, they'll be entered to get an invitation to our fishing challenge in September.
Yeah.
And be entered to win a chance, you know.
To win
I know
on a couple occasions the youngsters have won the boat, motor, and trailer.
Yeah, that's from the citation.
Yes, exactly.
And however, you know, if you go out and fish on a, you know, at a rodeo and you win, you can still, you know, go out, you know, through September and try and catch a citation size fish.
Exactly.
And be entered to win both.
Sure, you could win both of those. That's
exactly.
That's terrific. Yeah, and those kids, I'll tell you that when you see the look on their face at the grand finale and they, you know, they're standing there with the sponsor and they know they're going fishing, they're pretty tickled about all that.
Oh, yes.
You know.
I mean, and
the parents get engaged. That's the cool part.
Oh, they do.
Yeah,
they do.
Indeed.
And it's such a rewarding program, and we couldn't do this without all the generous sponsors that give the trips, you know, year after year. But I believe they enjoy taking these kids out and mentoring them.
Sure.
You know, to make sure that it continues. So we, you know, we have some exciting trips lined up.
Well, you know, Maryland is such a vast, vast opportunities for fishing here in Maryland. As you mentioned, we talked about Marty Hawkins and Ocean City, and, you know, the kids can go and fish for wreck fishing offshore for tautog and sea bass. And, you know, they can come inshore and catch sharks and, you know, whatever's there. And then right in the coastal bays, they can do flounder fishing. And that's just Ocean City. And, you know, of course, the popularity of Ocean City there, all that water. Why wouldn't you want to take your kid fishing or crabbing or something down there? Then we have the entire length and breadth of the Chesapeake Bay with all that, those opportunities, the freshwater opportunities, the Potomac, the Susquehanna, out in western Maryland, the trout fishing streams, here in central Maryland, the lakes and ponds and some of the freshwater impoundments that we have available, the reservoirs. I mean, we're just covered up with fishing opportunities here in Maryland.
Oh, exactly.
You know, and it's such a great place to fish because, well, as we mentioned, there's 60 at least, probably 80 species of fish in Maryland waters. 60 of them qualify, over 60 of them qualify for fishing citations. And, you know, it's pretty amazing what's out there. It really is. And, you know, just right here in the Baltimore area, you've got little ponds in the city. You've got the reservoirs and everything that's swimming in there from northern pike to striped bass and Liberty to largemouth and smallmouth bass, to white perch and yellow perch and, you know, bluegills and other panfish, catfish, carp. It's all there. It really
is.
It's
all there.
You just got to go get it. And you work out of the Thurmont area, right?
Yes.
And you've got tremendous trout fishing opportunities there. You've got some good bass fishing up there on the Monocacy and up on the Potomac up that way. So
some nice walleye in the river.
Yeah, I know. I got to go out with John last year. Yeah, so hopefully we'll
get. Did he put you on some?
Oh yeah, we got on some. We had a lot of high water, and he put me on some really nice walleyes. And
did he blindfold you?
No,
he took you out.
No, he didn't do that.
Like to give out his secret fishing areas.
Oh no, I'm not telling anybody either. So
okay.
That's all right. So I know the code. You know, don't give away the best spots, that's for sure. But yeah, hopefully we'll get up there again with John, maybe do some musky fishing. So we'll see what happens. But tell us a little bit about the we were talking about these the calendar and all the various events, and there's something almost every weekend, multiple events usually on the weekends.
Yeah, in fact there's 1, 2, 3 I think 4, 5 events to 6
today.
Events today.
Yeah.
In Frederick, Allegheny, and Washington County.
Sure.
And with the rodeo program, what's on our website, let me just make that clear, that these are rodeo events that are supported by DNR. When I say supported, that means they are stocked.
Right. You stock the green sunfish.
Either trout or a hybrid sunfish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these, you know, by all means, are not all of the events going on across the state. Because there are, you know, our state parks have events. They have, like, family fishing or learn how to fish events that might not be posted on our website. So be sure to go back in and check our state parks calendars throughout the year. And there are other organizations that have events that we might not have on our calendar. You know, so, you know, like local county parks will have events.
Sure.
And they just might not need fish stock. So
right.
This is just a, you know.
Supported by DNR.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly.
So there's more opportunities out there. You just kind of have to know where to look. Maybe go on the county parks websites or go on our state park website.
Sure.
But what we'd like to do is we partner with some of these events in the past to select our kids for the youth component of the fishing challenge. And like I said, we're changing that up a little bit. We're still going to go to some of these events, but we're going to start using the fishing club as our main tool to draw these kids.
Okay.
But we're going to promote the fishing club through these events and the organization,
sure.
The organizer, so that everybody knows about the fishing club.
Good.
Knows about the Maryland Youth Fishing Challenge, because it's not just about the rodeos. Like I said, anybody can catch a citation.
Sure.
So we just want to make it known, and we're trying to do that through the fishing club and use that as our, like I said, our main tool.
Okay.
But right now, what we have scheduled from these events that are going to be part of our fishing challenge is the May 4th event in Grantsville at the Parkview Pond. That's one of our events.
Okay.
where you would have an opportunity, a random drawing.
Sure.
And then June 8th, we're doing the Family Fishing Rodeo at Bill Burton Fishing Pier.
Right, Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then MSSA just launched a youth program, so they're going to have their youth event at Sandy Point Park on August 10th.
Okay.
I don't have all the details on that one, but it will be posted on our website. It will be right there below the rodeo.
Well, you'll have to come back on
You'll
have to come back on later on and tell us about that. So.
Sure.
All right. Very good.
We're excited.
Oh, good. It sounds like you're excited. It sounds like you've got your ducks in a row here. I didn't mean to do a La Quinta commercial, but it sounds like you've got things rocking and rolling here with the youth fishing component. Letha, we're going to take another short break, and we'll be right back to you.
Okay.
All right. Folks, if you like gardening or just like to be surrounded by beautiful flowers, I like to recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, Maryland, just off Interstate 97. Now, Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias. And I used to say vincas, but I don't know if everybody knows what they are. But they even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes, squash, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs. Hey, with the weather warming up, you might want to think about getting those garden plants out here in the next month or so. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can run right up to the greenhouse. You can drive right to the greenhouse. And if you just want to stop short, you can check out the beautiful plants and, you know, the flats and all that on the big farm wagon set outside there with all those colorful flowers and plants on them. Yeah, so you can make your selection right there. Now you can call 410-969-5909. That's 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's farm for your garden or for your church. Mother's Day, don't forget Mom, coming up May 12th. Call 410-969-5909. 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. It'll grow on you. Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, is ready to go fishing, and we hope you are too. They've got everything, rods and reels and lures for every type of fishing, from panfish to bass to striped bass in the Chesapeake Bay. They've got those big umbrella rigs and bucktails and trolling lures. They've got the tiniest little baits for panfish. They've got all the trout power bait and everything you need for any kind of fishing here in Maryland. Don't forget to check out Clyde's full line of Browning firearms, including the BPS pump shotgun, just in time for turkey season. It's a bottom ejection. It comes in mossy oak camo, so you can check that out as well. Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer and ready to go for fishing season with their fishing hotline, 410-247-FISH, 410-247-3474 for an updated fishing report. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, their fishing citation center, too, for the fishing challenge, just off Beltway exit number 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108, 242-6108, or visit the website, www.clydesports.com.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 32nd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Howard Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, and Sunday, May 5th. Admission is free. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography and sportsman's collectibles. There's great food, retriever dog demonstrations, and much more. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Harvard Grace commemorates the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812 the same weekend. Celebrate the bicentennial by attending the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy Museum on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th with free admission to this family-friendly event. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners.
Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Frank Cipolla. A weak global economy is taking a bite out of McDonald's, but it is hanging in there by eating up market share. Executives at the world's largest fast food chain say fewer people are eating out, so the only way to grow is to steal customers from rivals. McDonald's says global sales for its stores open a year or so dropped the first 3 months of 2013. And until sales pick up, McDonald's is in what it calls a market share battle. The problem is profits remain flat as McDonald's keeps prices especially low. It's doing it with new and cheaper menu items and even further discounted prices. Franchisees don't like it, with one calling the prices ridiculously low. Meanwhile, sales have also slowed in one of the few bright spots for McDonald's, China, where an investigation is ongoing into the chicken supply at rival Yum Brands. A recent outbreak of bird flu in China hasn't helped either. And this is the Wall Street Journal Report.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, what would happen if you lost your husband? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-895-7455. That's 1-800-895-7455.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Step right in. Come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of a lonely house that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just something that I will tell you. Some things I know will chill you to the bone.
What a voice, huh? Letha, you with me?
Yes.
All right. George Jones, what do you think? Were you a fan?
Oh, yes. I think my mother has every record he's ever made.
She's got
not real happy yet.
I'm sure not. Yes, indeed. She's, I think his first number one hit was in 1959, if I remember right.
Oh, so, wow. Before my time.
Yeah. Well, actually, 1960, I believe, was the first year I ever went fishing. And as a kid, now my dad wasn't a fisherman, but he was goaded into it by, dad was a nursing home administrator, and he was goaded into it by the guys in the maintenance shop who were all fishermen and hunters, and wound up getting interested in at the ripe old age of about 40. And that was kind of his passion for a long, long time, and took me fishing when I was 6 years old. We lived in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and my first fishing trip that I remember was on the Penn State campus up there. They had a little, yeah, they had a little ice, the little pond on campus they called the Warming Dam. I'm not sure why they called it the Warming Dam, but it was a place where people had ice skate in the wintertime. And we went fishing there, and I caught some, you know, little 2-3 inch bluegills. And then, of course, we started going fishing on the Juniata River, and you know, any place we could find. We had a little secret spot where we'd go and catch catfish at night and pickerel, and we just had a great great time. I had a great time growing up as a kid fishing all over, and we started going on vacation to southern New Jersey, and I got familiar with the Delaware Bay and catching weak fish and bluefish and kingfish and, you know, largemouth bass in the ponds. And so I had a variety of fishing experiences as a kid and a lifelong interest in it. And part of that, of course, is where we are today with the radio show and everything else. So it can turn into something.
Yeah, I remember getting up early, early in the morning when I was a kid to go out. We'd go to farm ponds, or we'd go on the Potomac.
Sure.
I live near the Potomac.
Yep.
That's where I grew up fishing.
Sure.
You know, used to collect tadpoles in the pond.
All that, yeah.
Salamanders. Try and put them in a jar. They'd always get out.
Yeah. Yeah, we had we did that, and we had a creek that flowed through the property where I grew up on the nursing home, and it was great entertainment for me in the summertime to go. And the ladies in the sewing department that took care of the residents' clothing and, you know, repairs and that type of thing would make me a cheesecloth net to fish for minnows and crayfish and things like that. And we had a good time growing up, no question about that. I hope that the kids are still able to enjoy those types of things and get out and enjoy, you know.
Exactly.
You know, that type of thing. So, but we want to talk a little bit about, we talked about the Youth Fishing Club, and that is online, ready to relaunch. We talked about the fishing challenge and the rodeos and some of the youth components to those. Tell us a little bit about the Backyard Fishing Initiative.
Okay, the Backyard Fishing Initiative, well, we started that, I believe, in 2010 or 2011. And what that is, we look for like smaller community ponds where, you know, might not be heavily fished on, you know, by the adult populations, but we look for areas that are in a safe neighborhood where kids can go all summer long. And what we do is we'll stock those ponds with hybrid sunfish throughout the summer so that the kids, you know, so that they do catch something and they'll want to come back. Right now, we currently have three areas. We have the Parkview Pond up in Grantsville, and that's in a nice area. There's a library, and it's in a park, and there's always kids in the area playing soccer, baseball. So if they want, you know, when school's out, they can go right over there and fish and hopefully catch some of the hybrid sunfish that we put in there. Another one of the ponds is in Warfield's Pond Park in Howard County. And we usually partner with Howard County and have an event there in June. And currently I don't have the date for that.
It'll be online, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yes. And then another one of our ponds is in Washington County, which is a Boonesboro Community Pond, which is a youth-only, I think it's a youth 65 and blind area. So, because that is one of our youth areas, and that's also in a park, near park, where kids are, you know, playing baseball, soccer, and what have you. So it's easily accessible for kids to go to on their own if they want to ride their bike down. It's in a safe area.
Right.
And that's what we look for, because it is different. What we were just talking about, what we did when we were kids, we would go outside and stay out until, you know, we'll just be home for dinner. But, you know, it's a little different now.
Yeah, it is.
And
it
so,
is.
You know, kids don't always go out and play by themselves or with
nope.
their neighbors or, you know, and parents don't want them too far away. So we look for areas that are in, you know, developments or communities.
Sure.
We're looking for at one now in And we're looking for one in, like, the eastern region and
sure.
southern region.
Okay.
So hopefully by June we'll have something, you know, by the end of summer we'll have something set up.
Good, good.
And what we'd like to do with those is we try to host an event at each of those spots so that we can get the word out and let everybody know what we're doing. And it's more like a family fishing event. We're trying to capture, you know, the parents that might not know how to fish but want to take their kids fishing.
Right.
So it's a learning. We set up stations. We have, like, casting demonstrations. We'll have a knot tying and, like, a fish ID and just go over, you know, what to expect, you know, when you take your kids fishing.
Sure. Beautiful. Sounds like a plan. Sure does. All right, very good, Letha. I appreciate that. And one more thing we should probably talk about, and we talked about the Youth Fishing Club. There are areas set aside for youth fishing areas as well as free fishing and free fishing days coming up where the parents can take their kids out. And I believe July 4th is always one of those days. But fill us in on some of that a little bit, would you?
Yes, the free fishing days, it's always the first two Saturdays in June.
Right.
And also July 4th. So that's also, you know, great opportunities. And a lot of our rodeo events, if you look at our schedule, are scheduled on June 1st and June 8th so that, you know, it gives the opportunity. Now, some of the organizers might not let the parents fish, but you can certainly stay after the event and fish. And that's one of the reasons why we do the one, you know, the Bill Burton fishing pier.
Sure.
And that one's a family event, so the whole family fishes. So that is another way to get the parents involved. And we're trying to promote more the family involvement, you know, so that the parents can fish right along with the kids.
Sure, sure.
Because, you know, otherwise they're sitting back and, you know, letting the kids fish.
Sure.
But, you know,
it
was a very positive
event
last year. It was the first time we did that.
Sure. And that's coming up when again?
That one is June 8th.
June 8th, okay.
Uh-huh.
Very good. And that's at the Bill Burton Fishing Pier in Cambridge. So that'll be a busy day down there. But there's, you know, a number of lakes and ponds that are stocked, a lot of streams that are stocked that people can take advantage of on these youth fishing areas and free fishing days.
Free fishing days.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't need a license, which is a very cool thing to do. So.
Yeah, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, forgive me because I'm up in the western part, but I believe most of our free fishing areas are, I believe, in the coastal waters.
Okay. Yeah, there are some of the parks and so forth that have fishing areas and some of the...
Yeah, definitely. But I mean like the free fishing areas.
Oh, the areas, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, so...
On the free fishing days, definitely take advantage of that.
Sure.
June 1st, June 8th, and July 4th. You can go anywhere in the state and fish without a fishing license.
Yep, exactly. And you don't have to speak English. let's see. All right. Letha, it's time for me to tell our listeners one more time about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. If you like fishing, you need to stop by Clyde Sports Shop. Did I mention they have every type of live bait imaginable? Yes, indeed. Live and frozen bait for any type of fishing that you'd like to do with bait. They've got it. And I'm not going to tick them all off. You bait fishermen know what you're looking for, and you know you can find it at Clyde's Sports Shop. Don't forget the free fishing hotline. That phone number is 247-FISH, 247-3474. That gives you the latest fishing report. And Brother Bill's lovely voice is on there telling you about all the local hot spots and the best baits. And you can catch that by dialing 247-FISH. Now, Clyde Sports Shop, located 237 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, has everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing in any type of water here in Maryland. They got the big trolling rods and reels. They've got the tiniest trout fishing lures and panfish lures. They've got the big umbrella rigs and the big bucktails and trolling spoons. They've got the, you know, the ultralight stuff, too. So check them out. Clyde Sports Shop. The phone number is 410-242-6108. The website is clydesports.com, www.clydesports.com. S2S is in the middle, clydesports.com. and you can learn all that you need to know about Clyde's Sports Shop. Make sure you stop by, say hi, tell them you heard about them right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we appreciate that.
The following is a paid announcement.
Governor O'Malley wants to enact laws that burden the right of self-defense for the law-abiding citizen. These restrictions will deny rights to those least able to afford them. The governor openly admits he wants to tax a civil right and make it a profit center for Maryland. The governor proposes laws that violate American values. His laws will not target criminals. His laws will only convert the lawful into criminals. The governor's penalties against law-abiding people will cause the loss of jobs, security clearances, and could even stop you from getting a mortgage. The governor's laws will subject active duty service members to prison time if they cannot register their firearms while serving overseas. They will subject young hunters to prison time for possessing common hunting ammunition, and you'll risk prison for not knowing to register a hunting firearm that the state previously approved you to own. Gun control helps no one. This message brought to you by Maryland citizens. Learn more at MarylandShallIssue.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 32nd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Howard Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, and Sunday, May 5th. Admission is free. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography and sportsman's collectibles. There's great food, retriever dog demonstrations, and much more. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Poverty Grace commemorates the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812 the same weekend. Celebrate the bicentennial by attending the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy Museum on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th with free admission to this family-friendly event. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. 10 W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. We're back with Letha Grimes, who's a fisheries biologist from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. And Letha's, one of her responsibilities is handling the youth fishing efforts here in Maryland. The department is, of course, engaged very actively in promoting fishing amongst our youngsters with a number of programs, including the Maryland Youth Fishing Club. There are some areas where youngsters can fish, and there are some free fishing areas and free fishing days coming up here in the summer, first two Saturdays in June and the 4th of July, where you don't have to buy a license to fish. You can take the kids out and without any fear of the Department of Natural Resources, police officers bothering you because you don't have a license. There are fishing rodeos and Maryland Fishing Challenge events all over the state. And, of course, all this information can be found on the DNR website, www.dnr.maryland.gov. And when you go to that homepage, you can click on fishing. And if you scour the schedule on the right-hand side, you'll see the Youth Fishing Club, and that'll take you to the Youth Fishing page. How'd I do on that, Lisa?
Oh, that's fantastic. And we also have a list of our free fishing areas on there as well.
Sure.
Like I said, you can find out where those are. We have those, I said, mostly like tidal waters, but
sure.
They're Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County, Baltimore City, Caroline,
yep.
Cecil, Charles, Dorchester. All those counties have some free fishing areas.
The shortcut is DNR.
Great opportunity.
Sure. The shortcut is www.dnr.maryland.gov/youthfishing, and that's one
yes.
word. So that'll get you there. Just in if you just want to put that in your address line, you can go right directly there without going through all the clicks and clacks and links and that type of thing. But
exactly.
Yeah, it'll take you right there. So Letha Grimes has been with us this morning, ladies and gentlemen. We want to make sure that you get your kids involved in fishing. It's a great endeavor, and you get them interested in fishing and get them outdoors. It's healthy. It's a great pastime, a great sport. Can put food on the table if you like. Can create great family bonding, great recreation for everybody in the family. And just having a good time in the outdoors is what it's all about. And catching a fish is the bonus, right, Letha?
Yes. It always helps when you catch a fish.
Exactly.
Like you said, even if it's just a little small one, it's very
right.
exciting.
Yep, and the other thing we want to remind our listeners is to always, when you're on a boat, wear a personal flotation device. Make sure all the kids are equipped with what they need to survive it, just in case of a horrible accident like the one we had in Southern Maryland. Not everybody on the boat that capsized last weekend on the first day of striper season was wearing a life preserver. We had 4 people with injuries, were taken to the hospital, and 2 fatalities took on water. And the boat was a pretty good-sized boat. It was a 25-foot boat that had 6 people on board. So just a word of caution to be careful out there. And Letha, we thank you for joining us this morning.